In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's just bow our heads for a moment, say a little prayer. Well, come, Holy Spirit, lighten our minds and kindle in our hearts the fire of thy love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we have today is the Feast of Pentecost. It's very special for both of our parishes today. Extra special because of the successor of the apostles, Bishop Thomas G. Dorn, will be coming out to do confirmations at noon today. And we have a number of students from both parishes be confirmed. There's a total of 53. Now today, Pentecost, is the birthday of the church. Now, children growing up, we celebrate their birthdays. But did they exist before their birthday? Yes, from the moment of conception. That holy life is sacred from the moment of conception. The church came into existence when Jesus Christ died on the cross, and that lance pierced through his side, and that blood and water gushed forth. That's when the church came into existence. And then Pentecost, that's the birthday of the church, where there was a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Now the apostles are filled with this Holy Spirit in a powerful way, and Our Lady, and they go out and they preach the kingdom, bring all to the good news to salvation. Now, the readings today, and looking through other parts of the New Testament, something that we need to pray for every day is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Yesterday was the Feast of St. Barnabas, and we're reading from Acts of the Apostles, and it says, and Barnabas, was filled with the Holy Spirit. Let me give you a couple examples from the Scripture. John the Baptist, Luke 1:15, said that he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from birth. And then it said the Blessed Mother, St. Elizabeth, when she talked to the Blessed Mother, quote, Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And then at the circumcision of John the Baptist, quote, his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied. That's Luke chapter 1, verse 67. And then you have in the Acts of the Apostles, several instances, Acts chapter 6, Acts chapter 7, where it says St. Stephen was filled with the Holy Spirit. And then today, in the second reading, St. Paul says that we can't call Jesus Lord unless the Holy Spirit's working in us. St. Peter, in answer to our Lord's question, who do you say that I am? He said, you are the Messiah, the Christ, that you are Lord. So he did that by the power of the Holy Spirit. Something that we should pray for every day in our lives of faith is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. In fact, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, St. Paul says, be filled with the Spirit. Something we need to pray for. Now, depending on how well you know your faith, you say, well, Father, you know, at the baptism the Holy Spirit was working. That's true. And then at confirmation, I was sealed with the Holy Spirit. That's true. But we have to use those gifts that God has given us. In the lives of the Blessed Mother and the apostles, was the Holy Spirit working there before Pentecost? You say, yeah, because they were baptized. Remember the Lord sent them out in pairs of two, and they healed the sick, and they were curing and casting out demons? The Holy Spirit was working, but it's on Pentecost, there's something called the great infilling of the Holy Spirit. Now, there's a beautiful prayer that we could pray. Beautiful prayer. Let's go through just real quickly. And we pray through Mary's intercession. Now, Mary is the spouse of the Holy Spirit. She's this beautiful relationship with the Trinity. She's the mother of the second person of the Trinity, Jesus Christ. She's the daughter of God the Father, first person of the Blessed Trinity. And then she's the spouse of the Holy Spirit, third person of the Blessed Trinity. And wherever Mary, wherever the Holy Spirit finds a soul that has devotion to Our Lady, He works in a more powerful way. And here's the prayer. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. Perhaps you've been in places or churches where they pray the rosary, and in between each decade they add that, come, Holy Spirit, come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. Now, if you daily pray to the Holy Spirit will enlighten you, guide you, and strengthen you. When I was young, I grew up in a family, we prayed the family rosary. There was a prayer that my father would have us pray at the beginning. It's a prayer, I think it was by St. Leo the Great or Leo the 13th, one of the Leos. And it was, come, Holy Ghost, fill the hearts of thy faithful. We'd pray that, and it would be amazing what would happen. During the course of the year, we would look back at different decisions that my father made. It was like, wow, but the Holy Spirit must have guided that decision right when we did this, right when we did that. But the most powerful thing about the Holy Spirit, It helps us to totally surrender to do God's will. Now, Mother Teresa, she said, by praying the Holy Spirit, she says, a total surrender involves loving trust. You cannot surrender totally unless you trust lovingly and totally. And we can't trust totally, we can't love totally, unless we have the Holy Spirit working in our life. And she gives a little example here. I don't have it marked, but I'll tell it. Before she became a missionary of charity, she was a school sister of Loretto. She said, there was one particular day, there was one girl about 7 years of age, was acting up in class quite a bit. And so Mother Teresa said, we have to go outside and go for a walk. And she said, quote, she was a very, very naughty girl. And so she's walking, the little girl somehow had some money. Somebody gave her some, and she was holding onto this money in her one hand. And she said, with this money, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that. She was so focused there. On the other hand, she was holding Mother Teresa's. And as we're walking, she said, in God's providence, they came across a blind beggar. The girl stopped, the little seven-year-old girl, opened up her hand, and gave it to the blind beggar. And Mother Teresa said, Mother Teresa must have been praying her heart out right there that time during the walk, that she would open her heart to the Holy Spirit. So the little girl opens her hands, gives that money to the blind beggar, and Mother Teresa said her personality, her attitude, her character, her actions were transformed totally. They didn't have problems with that little girl anymore. And then she turns around. She says, what about you? She says, what are we holding on in our life that prevents God's grace from transforming us? Is it greed? Is it lust? Is it revenge? Is it pride? There's usually something that we're holding on to. And so Jesus will present different opportunities to us, and he'll say, let go of that. And the minute we let go of these different things we hold on to this world, then we allow the Holy Spirit to work in us. So today when you receive communion, just say a simple prayer. If you can't remember the prayer of the Blessed Mother, Holy Spirit, come fill me. Fill me, Holy Spirit. Fill me with your light. Fill me with love. Come, Holy Spirit, fill me. And I'm going to use Eucharistic Prayer 3 today. And within that prayer, praise that we may be filled with the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.